Was reminded of this scripture verse a couple of weeks ago. I got a phone call from our son, and he's been going through some situations at work and some physical situations, and you know, when two or three things are thrown at you at once, you kind of, if you weren't standing on the rock, you'd kind of feel like you were about ready to sink down, you know. And that's when I told him, of course, I told him, I said, you got to keep the storm out of your head. But then he told me something that really blessed me. Apparently, when Kaylin and Mackenzie were up at Scott and Cindy's visiting, Kaylin heard Scott talking to Cindy a little bit about some of his situation at work. And she either told Cindy or she told Scott, said, you need to get Nana to pray for you. And I'm going, wow. For my granddaughter to tell my son, you need to get Nana to pray for you. Now, that blessed me from the top of my head. So he said, Mom, now, I'm wanting you to pray for me. I tell you what, this old mama got mad at the devil. And I began to pray. And I started telling the devil, all my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. And you know, and I'm going, wow. And I got finished praying. Scott said, wow, Mom. I said, well, I said, that came out of my spirit. Amen. So that's, you know, last Sunday, every prayer request was children, grandchildren, children, grandchildren. You know, praying for God to bring restoration in our families and bringing the, I call them my church kids back. You know, they don't necessarily have to come to this church, but they need to be back into fellowship with God. Amen. But I'm going to be reading Isaiah 54, and I'm reading it out of the Message Bible, and it says, your Redeemer God says, I left you, but only for a moment. Now, he's talking to the children of Israel, and he's encouraging them because, remember, Isaiah prophesied to the children of Israel before they got carried away into exile because of their disobedience to God. And he's given them this word, and when they get over there, they're going to remember this. They're going to get over because of their bad choices. They're going to get out in some messes, and this word's going to come to them that God gave them before they ever got in their mess. And he said to them, I left you only for a moment. Now, with enormous compassion, I'm bringing you back. In an outburst of anger, I turned my back on you, but only for a moment. It's with lasting love that I'm tenderly caring for you. This exile is just like the days of Noah for me. I promised then that the waters of Noah would never again flood the earth. And I'm promising now. Now you hear me? I'm promising now. We're under grace. No more anger from God. No more dressing you down. For even if the mountains walk away and the hills fall to pieces, my love won't walk away from you. My covenant commitment of peace won't fall apart. And the God who has compassion on you says so. Afflicted city, storm-battered, unpitied, I'm about to rebuild you with stones of turquoise. Wow, get ready, church. Lay your foundations with sapphires and construct your towers with rubies, your gates with jewels, and all your walls with precious stones. All your children will have God for their teacher. What a mentor for your children. You'll be built solid, grounded in righteousness, far from any trouble, nothing to fear, far from terror. It won't even come close. If anyone attacks you, don't for a moment suppose that I sent them. Now, did you hear me? Did you hear what he said? If anyone attacks you, don't think I sent them. And if any should attack, nothing will come of it. I create the blacksmith who fires up his forge and makes a weapon designed to kill. I also create the destroyer, but no weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. This is what God's servant can expect. I'll see to it that everything works out for the best. God's decree. And thus shall it be. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's praise him this morning. Celebrate. He's alive.
children sing the song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and sing. He's alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
Let my heart sing out.
Let my heart sing out for Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescue me.
It won't hurt me now.
It won't hurt me now, because he has redeemed me.
No grave will ever keep me
from my King. I'm alive, alive,
alive, hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen. Yes, I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the
say were they. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the
say worthy.
He's worthy.
Oh,
worthy.
Let the people sing. Worthy is
the he's worthy. He's worthy.
Jesus is worthy.
Worthy is
somebody to pray. Cause he is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave.
He's alive.
He's alive. Alive. Alive, hallelujah, alive, praising glory to the Lamb. Oh, he's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. He's alive, and I'll forgive
to the Lamb.
Oh, he's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever,
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 forever, forever,
forever,
church. Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day to praise and honor and magnify you, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. We worship and adore you this morning. Thank you for your presence here today. Thank you for the freedom we have. Thank you, Father God, that for the people that are gathered together to praise and to worship you and your anointing that's going to destroy every yoke, Father God. I praise you so much today. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said amen,
amen.
And amen.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion. For the servant man who died upon that tree.
Yeah. a God like you could be worthy of my praise. All I hope and faith, you only a King of all kings. You I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise. All I hope and faith, you only a King of all kings. You I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. You only my Maker, my Father, my Savior. Rebuilder, rewarder, you only a God like you. You want me to praise.
For the praise is the man.
I will never, ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away. But shout my praise. Desire and all emotion. Go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. You're only a King of all kings. You will bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. You're only a King of all kings. You will bow my knee and sing, give my everything. You're only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. You're only a God like you. You are in my praise. God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you,
yeah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
Alright, listen,
so
only.
You only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Redeemer, Rewarder. You only a God like you. You want you to pray.
Hallelujah. We lift and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we magnify you today and glorify you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. Come on. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go of me, yeah.
And I see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that will live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil.
You believe that?
For my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? no, no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You're such a dear Lord, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Oh, you see the light this morning.
Yes, I can see the light that is coming for the heart that holds on. If there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Oh, no, you never let go.
Through the calm and through the storm.
Oh, no, you never let go.
Every high and every low.
Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You're singing, oh, no, you never let go. The calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You never let go of me, Lord. You never let go of me, Lord.
All right, now, church, you know, come on. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, come on, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even though I'm caught, and even though I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near. Come on.
And I will fear no evil.
Yeah.
For my God is with me, and if my God is with me,
come on.
Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that goes on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Oh no,
oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. Yes, I can see a light that is coming from the heart that holds on. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord.
never let go.
Through the calm and through the storm.
Oh no, you never let go.
Every high and every low.
Oh no, you never let go.
Lord, you never let go of me.
He prophesied to them that day. Now, can't you just imagine some person over there? Might have been Ezekiel on the bank of the river. And they had maybe it just hadn't been there very long, and everybody's gloom and doom, and God's forsaken us. And somebody says, wait just a minute. I remember old prophet Isaiah saying, I'm going to bring you back. And they look at him and go, what? We just got here. Oh, I don't know when it's going to be, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Amen.
I don't care what your problem is today, and I don't care what your storm you're going through. But when you get in that situation, when it first comes, you don't give in to it. You immediately begin to see God's deliverance. You begin to see God's healing. You begin to see his power in your life. And you say, oh, no, wait a minute. I know what the word says, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I see it, and that's where I'm headed. I don't care where I am now, but that's where I'm going. And that's what they had to believe in order to get back and to survive. Amen? And if you're going to survive, you've got to believe. You know what? I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Don't you remember saying that? Well, if I can just see the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's there, church. You've got to find it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I hear the voice of one crying. Anybody ever heard that? I hear a voice of one crying. Hallelujah. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Well, I hear a voice of one crying. Hallelujah. A lot of times that's mine. I hear a voice of one crying. Thank you, Jesus. Prepare ye. Come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your name, Holy Jesus.
As sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet, so you love this city and you love this street. Every child out playing by the old front door, every baby lying on the dungeon floor, every dreamer dreaming in the getting job, every driver driving through a rush hour mile. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones.
Can you feel it, new life?
You're gonna sing revival. preacher preaching when the well is dry.
To the lost soul reaching for a higher high. From the young man working through his hopes and fears. To the widow walking through a veil of tears. Every man and woman, every old and young. Every father's daughter, every daughter's son. I'm feeling it in my spirit, feeling in my bones. You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yeah!
Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train. Every time, well, I can hear the booting of the spirit. No burdens down, no burdens down.
Come on, church.
Revive us.
Hallelujah.
Revive us. Revive us.
Jesus, come on, church. Hallelujah. Praise the one who's going to make it happen. Amen. Oh, we praise you and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now, in your mind, see our King. I know that he was a man, but he's our King today. He's our King of kings, and we're the kings that he's king of. But see him and realize that you're in his kingdom. And when you're in a king's kingdom, he takes care of you. And he has everything provided. And the only reason we don't have it is because we don't know it, or we're allowing things in our lives that keep us from receiving everything that God has for us. Amen. Majesty. Worship the King.
Your glory fills the skies, light of the world. You are Lord of all. I'm humbled by your presence. I'm amazed by who you are. Nothing compares. Nations bow down. All things you hold together, your name will stand forever. Majesty, you are majesty.
Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed but alive in your hands.
Come on now.
Majesty.
Forever I am changed.
Forever I am changed by your love.
In the presence.
In the presence of your majesty.
You all play that again. Just think back, church. Think back when you didn't know Jesus Christ before he touched your life. And then his love touched you. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And then it goes on to say, And God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, this is the time of God's grace. This is the time of him extending his love to all mankind. All we have to do is receive it. You know, I don't know if I'm speaking to somebody in here that doesn't know Jesus Christ, but this is your time to receive his love, not condemnation. Somebody may be listening, and all you sense from people is just condemnation. You know, we used to call it condemnation preaching, but I want to tell you what. There is a God that loves you, and he says, You accept me, and I'll take away all that condemnation, and I'll draw you to me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Grace found me. You know, he wants you just like I am. You say, Well, I don't have anything to give him. You don't have to. Just give him yourself. And you may say, Well, you know, I really need to get some things changed in my life before I come to church. No, you don't. Come like you are. Jesus loves you right where you are. Amen. Let's sing this now. Worship him, church. Your grace has found me. Come on.
Your grace has found me just as I am.
Empty-handed,
but alive in your hands.
Majesty.
Majesty.
Forever I'm changed.
Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty.
Well, now let's worship him.
Majesty. Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands.
Majesty.
Majesty. Majesty.
Forever I'm changed.
Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty.
Do it one more time softly to him.
Majesty. Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed but alive in your hands. Majesty. Majesty.
Forever.
Forever I am changed by your love.
worship him, church. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. Keep those chords going. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, this is our time to magnify him. You know, the Bible tells us that we worship him with our English language, with our words, and we worship him in the spirit. He's earned our worship, church. Oh, we praise the Lord, hallelujah, singing majesty. Oh, your grace has found me, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you, Jesus. Lift him up, church, hallelujah, sing unto him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we worship you today. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, majesty, Jesus. Oh, we worship you and we praise you. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Oh, we magnify you and we worship you and we glorify your name as we sing together now. Majesty, majesty, your grace. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. Oh, majesty, majesty, majesty. Hallelujah. Forever by your love, in the presence of your majesty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. You know, I was just a young girl about the age of 12 when I walked forward at a revival meeting in our church. It was the old Columbia EUB church out there on Wayne Street where Printing Company is now. And I remember the Sunday before that service that I gave my heart to Jesus, that my mom decided to join the church. And she kept wanting me to join the church with her, but I knew I wasn't in any shape to join. And that Sunday morning, when she went up there and she joined that church by herself, it just, I tell you, conviction got all over me. And in my heart, I knew why I couldn't, and I couldn't join the church. I couldn't go up there and pledge myself to the church when I wasn't pledged to God. We had a revival service after that. And I went up and I gave my life to Jesus. And it wasn't long after that that I joined the church. But you see, it was his love, his convicting love, not condemnation. The conviction was that I didn't have him. See, that's it. You can't list your sins. I tried to list my sins and say, forgive me this and forgive me that. And he says, that's not what I need you to do. I need you just to say the sin is that you've not accepted me. And then all of that is gone. All the sin is gone. Glory to God. Just the way I am. And forever, forever then, you're changed by his love in the presence of his majesty, church. Now that's the salvation message. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father God, it's your service. I just pray the hearts have been touched by your presence and forever changed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, Ricardo.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know
He holds the future,
and life is worth the living just because He lives.
You know what? Back in 1997, I was incarcerated in a Dare County jail. Years prior to that, running wild like an idiot. Bottom line, they asked me one Thursday afternoon, said, "Ricardo, they're holding a service up here." Said, "Are you going to go?" Well, I got up and I walked out of that one cell only to another cell that they was holding the service in. Now, mind you, I'm in there with people that's done everything known to man. All the machoism and the testosterone in that place. Yeah, all you think about is staying alive. But anyway, I heard this certain preacher say that by all rights, he should have been incarcerated along with us back when he was our age. Don't know why that struck me, but I got up in front of all these people and I gave it up. I told God, if you get me out of a 12-year prison sentence, that when I got out here, that I would do whatever it takes to please Him. Amen. Now, mind you, you'll fall short. That's the word. But I tried it. But it's because of this. It's because that God came and died for us. See, we can give it up to Him. And it's all good after that. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. He's in here. I know my Savior lives. Because if He didn't, I'd be dead right now. Amen? Not only physically, but spiritually as well. God is good. Amen? Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. And life is worth the living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Amen.
Thank you, praise and worship team. Thank you. While they're being seated, I want to make one announcement, and I'm going to let Pastor Shirley do the prayers, and then we'll dismiss classes. But before we do, the preschool class. Now, when I say that, you all yell. The preschool class. Miss Denise's class. And Children's Church. They're sponsoring a child for missions. And they're going to raise money to give the child clothes, food, and water. And this is part of their study on missions. Now, they're having a contest between the boys and the girls on how much offering they can bring to church. Now, they'll give their offering back in their class. Is that right? Right. Don't put it in the main offering. And whoever wins is going to receive a special prize, and the classes are all going to have a pizza party. Now, the contest begins today. So after prayer, and when we dismiss the children, they'll go to their classes, and the first thing they'll do is the boys will have a place to put their offering, and the girls will have a place to put their. Now, I want to tell you something, kids. Get in your mom and dad's car and go through all the little places that they've dropped pennies and nickels and dimes that they didn't want to fool with, and then go to your couch in the living room and the chairs. No kidding. Because the money falls out of the men's pockets. Okay? And pick up all the change around. And then parents remind them to, hey, if they get an allowance, take a tithe of that allowance and put it in that offering. So they'll be blessed too. So I wanted to remind you of that. And it'll be for 5 weeks. And now, who's going to win, the boys or the girls? All right, how about it for the boys? How about the girls? This feels like camp, doesn't it? All right, let's hear it one more time for the boys. Let's hear it for the girls. Oh, they're just going to have to work on that. All right, Pastor Shirley.